Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 21st of December, and here in Auroville is sunny on 21 degrees Celsius, but weather forecast for today says partly sunny and comfortable and clear over the night, with temperatures from low 20 to high of 31, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is very high, 8, and relative humidity on 87%. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 81%, and it will be full on Christmas 25th in Cancer. This is the first time since 1977 that full moon has fallen on 25th of December, and the next time it occurs is on 2034. And this is a special full moon as it will track high in the sky and last longer than summertime versions. The Christmas sky will have two rare treats to see. As we said, the first full moon on Christmas since 1977 and Comet Catalina. And Catalina will be visible with binoculars early in the morning hours and in the eastern sky. If you have a strong telescope, you may get to see two tails. One tail is from the sun blasting the vapor back, and the other tail from dust trailing behind the comet's movement. So high above with you. Now let us see what we're gonna do this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday 22nd from 3 to 6 at Unity Pavilion, we're invited by Resident Assembly Service to dwell how to use our communication tool AuroNet. And this is the next step in the collective experiment. Until now, there was 6 months experiment of no moderation initiated by the AuroNet team, by 220 Aurovillians, responded to the AuroNet survey. Resident Assembly Service received an urgent request from the Working Committee Auroville Council to look and eventually modify their proposal for removing postings from AuroNet. And they are inviting us to explore how to include our ideas into the given proposal and eventually modify it or initiate an alternative proposal. And the proposal from Working Committee and Auroville Council is as such. A person who feels offended by postings on the AuroNet can request the AuroNet managers to remove the posting, and the AuroNet managers will do so immediately upon the receipt of such a request and will then inform the individual who submitted the original posting that it has been removed. The individual who submitted the original posting can request the Auroville Council to review the quality of the posting. Depending on their finding, the Auroville Council can either confirm the removal of the posting or instruct the AuroNet managers to reinstall the posting. The decision of the Auroville Council will be binding. In case the posting of an individual have been removed thrice, then the Auroville Council also has the authority to instruct the AuroNet managers to block the individual from making any more postings on the AuroNet for a period of time which will be decided by the Council. Rising up, a mighty monster from his name. And also tomorrow, but being from 5 to 6:30 p.m. also in Unity Pavilion. It will be a talk by Ram Aditya on food myths that kill. Because as humans we know the tremendous power of our beliefs. And in this lecture, Dr. Ram Aditya exposes with scientific evidences 5 of our deepest and most prevalent myths surrounding food and health that not only are powerful but threaten our very existence. The talk will be followed by question and answer session. On December 26, 27 and 28 at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, Auroville Theatre Group presents The Glass Menagerie, a play by Tennessee Williams. The play is introduced to the audience by Tom, the narrator and protagonist, as a memory play based on his recollection of his mother Amanda and his sister Laura. Because the play is based on memory, Tom cautions the audience that the DSC may not be precisely what happened. Yes, I have tricks in my pocket, I have things up my sleeve, but I am the opposite of a stage magician. He gives the illusion that has the appearance of truth. I give the truth of the pleasant disguise of illusion. Directed by Jill Navarro. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. On Thursday 24th, a Unity Pavilion will host a Christmas celebration between 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Friday, December 25th, starting at 4:30 p.m., Sadana Forest will celebrate its 12th birthday. And we are invited to a tour, a collage of films, a presentation of their work in Oroville, Haiti and Kenya, and of course, a free dinner for all. At Matrimandir on Friday 25th at 6:15, we can participate in musical meditation for the full moonrise, with Hymn to the Light, the most famous and beautiful music of all time, recorded. Access only from the office gate. On December 27 at 4:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we are invited to Light and Darkness by Hamish, which would be a book launch and exhibition of original poetry and photos. So gathering would be at 4:30 p.m. and at 5 p.m. it will be inauguration followed by tea, and exhibition will run until Wednesday, January 13. Light in Darkness is an inquiry and exploration into human condition. It examines light and darkness wrestling in the heart, mind, and body. Using different points of view, it addresses consumption, justice, injustice, grief, joy, anger, death, wonder, and immortality. What motivates the indivisible mind for contemplation and action both within the person and out in the world that is necessary in the practice integral yoga? On Tuesday, 29th of December at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we were invited to a concert of classical music from West European countries with Christoph de Luz. Kripa will host a workshop, dance workshop, on December 26 and 27 between 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. on Bhakti Modern Dance. Deborah Abel, artistic director of Deborah Abel Dance Company from USA, will be offering this Bhakti Modern Dance. A Bhakti Modern Masterclass is a modern dance technique class which focuses on the in-breath and out-breath of the unfolding movements and phrases as they ebb, flow and spiral in varying dynamics. The technique is Lyman inspired and the music is drawn from the world music, kirtan and singer-songwriter pieces. On Friday 25th to Sunday 27, between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, 4 Oroville units, Lightfish, Woodscapes, Aura Arjana, Prakriti, are doing a joint Christmas exhibition of their latest designs within furniture and light. It will be open at visitor center behind the restaurant. And when we're speaking about the Christmas, Zephyr also informed us it's going to be closed on 24th and 25th, and of course also on 31st of December and first of the new year, but they're wishing us all nice holidays. Assist World Records Research Foundation will inaugurate on 30th of December at 5 p.m. at Auralec an exhibition of the largest painting in an office. And here's the word from us. It has been a very busy time at the Oroville Radio. We have had many volunteers this year, including some with professional backgrounds, contributing content to our site. The recent floods also provided us with the opportunity to assist together with several teams the setting up of an FM station in Cadalar to provide disaster management information to the local residents. As our team stabilizes, we can focus more on editorial content to provide you with the kind of programs and coverage you want. We have launched our farm drive and our target is to raise $13,000 or 850,000 rupees. And we have succeeded in collecting nearly 20% of the targeted amount so far and look to all of you to help us and share our farm drive via social media. Please visit www.orovilleradio.org/donate for information on how to contribute by credit card. But for transfer within Oroville, our account number is 251369. Any amount of your donation helps us reach our goal. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screening Savitri, The Way of Love. It's a video talk of Narad. which honors Dr. Mangesh Nadkarni, who has opened doors to Savitri for thousands of people. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents today at 5 p.m. DNA and Our Ancestor, directed by Frank Gorin and Emmanuel Leconte. And at 8 p.m. double screen an Indian drama romance, Fly Away Solo, made in India and France in 2015 by director Neeraj Givan. Tomorrow we will see a Chinese drama, A Touch of Sin, made in China in 2012 by director Jia Sanke. On Wednesday they will screen a cultural movie, Le Parc, or Games of Love in French Garden, made in France in 1999 by director Guinness Chakosi and Isabelle from Perlo Chai. From The Synthesis of Yoga from Sri Aurobindo we read, only when our surrender to His Divine Shakti is absolute shall we have the right to live in His absolute presence. And only then can we see our work throw itself naturally, completed, and simply into the mouth of the Divine Will. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. Yeah. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. Here, my world is filled with cheer with you. Ooh. This Christmas, and as I look around.